You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, recent reports have indicated that WAF fails at first presentation have increased from 34% in 2014, when six monthly checks were required, to 41% in 2019. This has prompted many mechanics to raise their voices, advocating for a shift back to six monthly warrant of fitness checks. I spoke with warrant of fitness consultant Andrea Andrews on whether she supports the shift. She starts off by telling us why she thinks there's been an increase in warrant of fitness failures.
I think the affordability after 1 year, the list of on the comments on the check sheet is quite significantly longer than what it was prior to the 2014 when it was only 6 months, and therefore the affordability of people to get the failed items checked and repaired, and then on top of that throughout the year get the items on the comments list repaired, that they're just not getting those done. So therefore at the next warrant those items have come up as a failed item.
And with that in mind, do you think there is also a possibility that we are having more older vehicles on the road that need more maintenance, and potentially that is a reason why we're seeing an increase?
Yes, I think that would be fair to say. I don't think the newer vehicles are selling as steadily as what people are holding onto their old cars. And also, you know, the fleet has been passed through generations, so therefore we do have a lot of older cars in our system.
Mm. And how dangerous is it that some of these cars are on the road and are unroadworthy?
It's extremely dangerous. The idea of getting a warrant is a safety inspection, and it solely is all about safety on cars on the road. So if people are driving around with a unwarranted fitness car or a car that's been failed and they have not repaired the vehicle, the car is unsafe to be on New Zealand roads.
Mm. Now, some have proposed a reduction to the WAF time period to 6 months. In your opinion, is that something that we should be looking at and considering?
In my personal opinion, mm-hmm. I would agree with going back to the six-month warrant fitness. Mm. Therefore, the time frame in between safety inspections, which is our warrant fitness, it means that people are getting their cars checked more frequently, whereas at the moment they are living at that full year.
Also, just on a kind of related to what we're doing today, I did a poll amongst our audience to see if they would support a transition back to the six-month period.
Yep.
And people came in with 30% saying yes, they'd support that transition, and 70% saying no. What would you say to that?
I would say that's absolutely no surprise. Mm-hmm. Because in 2014 it was pushed as a cost-saving venture, which is pushed to the public, but I would surmise that if you did that poll within the warrant fitness industry, it would be near 80-90% yes, go back to six-month warrants. Mm.
That was WAF consultant Andrea Andrews. And now?
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Poll position on The Wire.
Yes, so we have someone on the phone at the minute, but gonna have to hang up on them. Sorry.
There we go.
But he was sharing some very useful insights, so
well,
we can talk about that.
I'm definitely keen to hear about it.
WAF stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's WAF stuff, right?
WAF's
yep.
WAF
okay,
stuff.
WAF stuff. So our poll position question for today was, would you support a reduction of cars' warrant of fitness period to 6 months? Now, we had 30% of you who said yes, and 70% who said no, which, I mean, I don't think anyone was super surprised about, because spending money, but I'm interested to see what you guys think, but also what that caller said.
Yeah, so I just had someone on the phone who very rightly pointed out something that hasn't been talked about much, is that when they set the new date for when, you know, you only had to go every year rather than every 6 months. I think it's just pre-2000. Mm. And he thought it was kind of interesting that that isn't just a moving thing, that it's, you know, a car that is more than 10 years old or something like that. It's because now those cars are 19 years old, you know, whereas when it was introduced, they were less than 10 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I have a 19-year-old car currently myself, and I don't think it's going to last me much
longer. Exactly. I think my car could do with some more regular checkups. It's like 2001, you know, it could probably
Same as my car.
Aww.
Yeah, look at us.
Oh my God.
Birthday party for your cars.
Do you guys agree with this, though? 6 month warranty of fitness? Warrant of fitness?
I mean, it can't hurt.
Can't hurt.
I don't see how it would. I mean, I guess.
Well, I mean,
pay,
people's wallets, that's the thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know, maybe get some sort of subsidy. I guess, and it does seem like the push for this is coming from the warrant fitness people themselves. So it's like, are they trying to make themselves some more business, or what are they doing?
Yeah, we were talking about that too, how it's kind of a bit weird that you go to the same person to get the warrant done, who then also offers to fix it all for you for an exorbitant price.
You technically shouldn't leave that place with your car unless you get it fixed there.
I know a dodgy guy will do it for half that.
Well, that's concerning.
Should I advertise them here on air?
No, you shouldn't.
Just kidding, I don't know anyone.
Also, that there's a huge disparity between how much to charge for a WAF, because you can get WAFs for as little as $20, I've seen some places.
I got my last WAF for $15.
Oh my goodness.
Because I am a scavenger for a deal.
Yeah, but then if they're charging you less for the WAF, is that because they're making that money up elsewhere when they're quoting you for repairs? They'll just chuck an extra $45 in to make it up.
Yeah, well, what was interesting with my last WAF, I got my rear tires changed during that whole process. I hate getting tires changed. But then just recently, in fact, yesterday, I had to go get my front tires changed, which I was never told during my WAF that I'd need to do that anytime soon. So I'm just not getting that information. I think potentially there is some problems with mechanics in terms of giving proper information to people. Mm. Maybe. I don't know. That's just anecdotal. It's probably...
You could always say you're just waffling on.
Oh, God.
Nice.
It's called democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Pole Position on The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.